If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, November 2nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to head to a doubleheader of Maction tonight, where the first game we'll be looking at will be Western Michigan facing off against Bowling Green. This game kicks off at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and currently Bowling Green is listed as a 4.5-point home favorite with a total of 48. This game will be played on ESPN2 if you're looking to sweat it on TV. Now, going into this big Maction showdown here, Western Michigan comes in with a 3-5 record, and Western Michigan just snapped a 2-game losing skid with a 16-10 win over Miami, Ohio. Western Michigan won outright as a 7-point road dog in that one. They'll now be facing and traveling to Bowling Green, who's 4-4. They've won 2 straight games. They've won 3 of their last 4. Bowling Green is playing well as of late. They just beat Central Michigan 34-18 and won outright as a 6-point road dog. Now, what we've seen across the market is a lot of movement toward Bowling Green in this one. Bowling Green opened as low as a 2.5-point home favorite, and we've seen Bowling Green get steamed up all the way to -4.5. Now, looking at the percentages here, Bowling Green, big public play. They're getting 71% of bets. Makes sense. They have a slightly better record. They're at home. They've won 2 straight in 3 of their last 4. And even though they're getting 71% of bets, they're also taking in over 90% of the money at DraftKings. So it does look like some pro and Joe money here on Bowling Green. The one thing you worry about if you're backing Bowling Green at this point is just getting the worst of the number. The fact that they opened -2.5, now they're up to -4.5. You actually even saw this line tick up to 5 at one point, and there was a little buyback on Western Michigan +5, bringing it back down to 4.5. And that's just a little tip when you're looking at line movement. Don't just look at the opening number and the current number. I think it's a quick, easy way, obviously, to see which direction it's going. But you also want to look at every move in between. Really look at the line history. Look at live odds services and live odds pages that can pull up the line history and tell you, hey, I know it was 2.5 to 4.5 Bowling Green, but was there ever any buyback? Did it ever get to a high water mark and come back down? And that's what did happen here. When it did get to 5, you did have some buyback here on Western Michigan +5, bringing it back down to 4.5. Now, Bowling Green would have the advantage here offensively. They're averaging 26 points a game versus 21 for Western Michigan. One thing that I'll be looking toward as we get closer to tip-off here tonight, or kickoff, is that we're at 4.5 minus 110, both sides. So let's see, when we get closer to kickoff, do you start to see any juice bring this thing back down to 4, where you see a +4.5 minus 120, like it's trending down to 4? In that case, you'd see some further evidence there, maybe taking Western Michigan, going contrarian, taking the points. But if you start to see it creep up further, -4.5 up to -115, like it's going to 5, that'll be further evidence of Bowling Green late money coming in. In terms of the total, we have seen the over-under tick up a little bit here to the over. It opened around 47, even bet up to 47.5 or 48. Another public play to the over. 73% of bets, but 85% of money. So maybe not just Pro and Joe, but a lot of action here to the over. Should be a great night here at Bowling Green. 60 degrees. Really nothing in terms of wind or precipitation. Really nice night for football. Bowling Green, by the way, is 6-2 to the over this year. So they have cashed quite a few over bets. Western Michigan, part of the reason why maybe you're seeing this line at Bowling Green, they are dealing with some issues here. Their starting quarterback is injured. They will be starting a freshman, it looks like, tonight, Trayson Borquette. And they'll also be down their number one running back here, or one of their top running backs, their leading touchdown running back, Ladarius Jefferson. He violated a team rule, so he'll be out. So the fact you have a Western Michigan backup, the fact that they'll be missing one of their best running backs, makes sense here with this line move toward Bowling Green. But again, anytime a line opens 2.5 and now you're laying 4.5, as a bettor, you ask yourself, hey, is there still value on this play? But again, we'll see if any late movement here breaks one way or the other. But a little movement to the over and movement here toward Bowling Green.
Best of the rest.
Now for the best of the rest, we're going to look at the other part of this doubleheader tonight in action, which also kicks off at 7 p.m. between Central Michigan and Northern Illinois. Currently, Northern Illinois is listed as a 6-point home favorite with a total in this one of 56.5. Now, first off, we have only two Maction games tonight. I love midweek Maction, but why are both games at 7 o'clock? Can we get one at 7 and one at 8, or one at 7 and one at 9? Just a little memo there to the college football schedule makers. Can you give me a little bit of a staggered breakdown here so I don't have to sweat both at the same time? But anyway, with that being said, this matchup here, Central Michigan, Northern Illinois, what you're looking at is both teams struggling. They're both 2-6. They're both coming off of bye weeks. Central Michigan just lost to Bowling Green 34-18, whereas NIU just lost to Ohio 24-17. So both teams have struggled, both 2-6, both coming off their byes, so that does equal out a little bit here. What we have seen is a lot of movement toward Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois open as a 4-point home favorite, and we've seen them get bet up all the way to -6. Now, Northern Illinois is taking in about 60% of bets, not that lopsided, compared to, obviously, Bowling Green, who we just mentioned, getting over 70% of bets. So looks like some respected money laying the points here with Northern Illinois. Both teams are allowing about 30 points a game, but Northern Illinois does have a big advantage here offensively, averaging 31 points a game versus only 25 here for Central Michigan. What I'm looking at is now that we're at the key number of 6, again, where is the next move? With the key number of 6, obviously 3 is your top key number in both college and NFL, and then it's 7. The touchdown plus the extra point. But now we're at 6, -110 both sides. Where do we go from here? Do we see any -6 at -115 creep up to 6.5, which would be further evidence in Northern Illinois? Or do we see any buyback here at +6, -115, like it's getting back down to 5.5? Now, one thing we did see yesterday is that both of your dogs really barked. Kent State was a 7-point dog. They won outright. Lost outright to Ball State. So Ball State won outright as a 7-point dog. Same thing with Ohio. Ohio had a lot of sharp movement, which you talked about in yesterday's pod. Remember, they were at one point getting 3 down to 2. They went outright as well. So again, keep an eye out for these Maction dogs. We have seen them bark pretty well, pretty loud so far this season, especially last night. Now, in terms of the total in this one, have seen some over money. Open around 55.5 up to 56.5. Pretty good bet split here if you want to sweat the over. Only 63% of bets on the over, but it accounts for 91% of the money. That's almost a plus 30% smart money discrepancy. And it's going to be a nice night here. Low 60s, not much in terms of wind, about 6 to 7 miles an hour. I would definitely some money here to the over and money here moving toward Northern Illinois. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's sweats.
Now, aside from a doubleheader tonight in Maction, guys, we have some sweats across the board in other sports. So for Josh's sweats, I want to look toward the NBA action here tonight. We have 11 games across the association. Not much in the way of hockey, just 2 games tonight. But in the NBA, a couple games caught my eye. So number one in the NBA, I'm going to be playing the Washington Wizards and Philadelphia 76ers over 219.5. Now, what we've seen in the NBA so far in terms of totals is that overs are off to a pretty good start. If you look at overs just in general, they're 56 and 49, 53%. But if you look at non-division overs, which would match up here with the Wizards and the 76ers, this would also be an opportunity here to take this over. These non-division overs so far this season are 42 and 36. That is 54%. So you're up a little bit higher. Not much, but a little bit more. But also in this one, guys, a little bit of money hitting the over. It opened at 218.5. It quickly got bet up to 219.5. I could see this thing rising closer to 220 as more bettors wake up and maybe look at kind of the box score in this last game. But right off the bat, we have money to the over. This has really been the sweet spot here. If you look at when the total is less than 220, so right where it is now, 219.5 or less, the over is 15-7, 68%. So this has really been the sweet spot. 220 or less to take the over, cashing 68% of the time. Philadelphia is number 7 in offensive efficiency year this year. Washington is number 16 defensively, and Philly is number 18 defensively. So both teams are bottom half of the league in terms of defensive efficiency. Both teams are well rested. They last played on the 31st. And actually, the last game that they played, they actually played each other. So this is the second leg of a two-game set here. And again, we have seen that schedule change in the NBA where you're seeing more of these two-game sets in the same stadium. But last time these teams played, I remember I took the over. It was 118 to 111 game. It landed on 229. The over did hit here. So I'm going back to the well with a good rested lineup here. 229 the last game. Immediate move here once the line dropped was to the over, and we are in a sweet spot, 220 or less, the over 68%. So give me the Wizards and 76ers over 219.5. For my other Josh's sweat of the night, I'm going to go to a later game, an 8:30 p.m. Eastern time game between the Utah Jazz and the Dallas Mavericks. And once again, I'm going over. This has really kind of been my strongest system here in the NBA, looking at these overs when they're matching quite a few systems and checking off quite a few boxes. So this Jazz-Mavericks game, this is actually a little bit different. You know, that Wizards-76ers game was just a classic immediate steam move to the over. This one is actually the best system play in the NBA in terms of a buy-low over. So we've seen the NBA, as I mentioned, overs have done well. But in particular, aside from that sweet spot 220 or less, the other best angle here has been buying low when you see a total fall. So perfect example, last night was the Magic Thunder, where that was a total of around 217.5, 218, got down to 216. Buy-low take the over. The over hit. It was a 116-108 game. So in these situations, where in this game you saw the total open 223 between the Jazz and the Mavericks, now it's down to 221. So if you're playing the under, again, you're with the line move, but you're getting the worst of it. You've lost 2 points of value. So if you look at it the other way, buy low, take the over, that could really be the play here. When you look at these situations, when you buy low, take the over, if the total falls at least 2 points, again, just like that game last night, between the Magic and the Thunder, falls 2 points, buy low, take the over. That system is 19-12 this year, 61%. So we would match here with a buy low over opportunity. Utah is number 8 in terms of pace. They've been one of the quicker paced teams this year. Both these teams are pretty good offensive efficiency. Dallas is number 3 offensive efficiency, led by Luka Doncic, and Utah is number 16. So really, they are both top half in offense. You also look at some trends here to Dallas. They were actually a really big under team last year, but they've been different this year. They're 5-1 to the over. They're 3-0 to the over at home, and they're 5-0 to the over their last 5 games. So Dallas has really been playing great offense and cashing a lot of these overs. Both these teams are very well rested. Dallas hasn't played since Sunday the 30th. Utah hasn't played since Monday the 31st. So if we add it all up, we have a buy low overplay, which has been a great system match in the NBA, 61%. We have Dallas cashing quite a few overs. Both teams are well rested. Utah is fast paced. Dallas and Utah both are top half in offensive efficiency. So if you add it all up, to me, this looks like a worthwhile buy low system match to take the over. Again, same exact system match as the winner last night if you took that Magic Thunder over. So give me the Jazz and the Mavericks over 221, along with the Washington Philly over 219.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast for Wednesday, November 2nd. But reminder, we have so much great content to offer at VSiN. We have so many great free resources. Easiest way, if you're new to VSiN, you're trying to get acclimated to what we do and what we offer, sign up for the free newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. Sent to your inbox every single morning for free. Wake up to fantastic sports betting content, information, and everything you need to know about that particular day in the sports betting market and at VSiN. Just make sure you sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. And of course, follow us on Twitter. Best way to stay plugged into VSiN, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the action tonight. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets, because as a wise man and godfather of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Enjoy your Wednesday.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.